that for all the evil in the world, for all the questions that trouble us and this world that we live in, that there is one who has paid the ultimate price. And this is God's plan for our world. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming and he said, "Look, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." That is such a powerful statement. The biggest problem that people have with God is, why all this suffering? Why all this suffering? Where does it come from? How can we get rid of it? And Jesus promises that a day is coming where there will be no more suffering. There will be no more crying. There will be no more tears. And do you know what that day is called? It's called the wedding feast of the Lamb of God. You know, from the beginning of time to the end of time, Jesus wants to be known as the Lamb of God. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And since Adam and Eve, right up to the present day, we've seen a spread of injustice, of violence, of taking things that are not ours to take, greed. James chapter 4 tells us that is the cause of war, is the stuff that's going on inside us. What causes these quarrels among you? Is it not all that stuff going on inside? James chapter 4, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you fight. And that is a summary of world history. But it's also a summary of the lostness of the human heart. And when we look at the problem of suffering, it's not just out there, but it's also in here. And Jesus' answer is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What was God's response to Pharaoh's injustice, to Pharaoh's greed, to Pharaoh's oppression? It was to set people free. The judgment fell on all of Egypt, but those who had the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts, the judgment passed over these houses because they had put their trust in the blood of the Lamb. Isaiah tells us that there's a suffering servant who's going to come, and he will be led like a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Do you remember when Pilate was interrogating Jesus? John's Gospel says it was the day of preparation when Pilate was interrogating Jesus. What's happening on the day of preparation? All the lambs are being sacrificed. You see, throughout the whole of Scripture, we have this incredible message that the answer to the evil and suffering in the world is a lamb. a lamb who was slain. And the Jewish people would sacrifice lambs in order to receive God's forgiveness. But that was only a foreshadowing of the greater once and for all sacrifice which would come later. As Hebrews tells us, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ. Once for all. Peter tells us, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Take a deep breath for the next sentence. He was chosen before the creation of the world. Do you ever think that life is out of control? That suffering is beyond any religion to give an answer for? There are no slick answers, because many questions remain. But one thing is clear, that God, before even he created the world, had provided a lamb. Jehovah Jireh, the provider, he provided an answer ahead of time. And that answer was not a clever argument. It was a flesh and blood person, as he came in the person of Jesus. And his flesh was torn, his blood was shed. Not as a victim, not as an accident, but as God's plan and as a willing volunteer. Because greater love has no one than this, than they lay down their life for their friends. And you are my friends, he said, if you do what I command. What's happening today in heaven? That there is a throne where God is worshipped. And people who have died in Christ are somehow worshipping around that throne. Mind cannot take it in. What does the Bible tell us about that throne? It says that in the center of the throne is a lamb who was slain. And at the end of time, there is a shout of praise, hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come. Will you be there? Today, for your troubled heart, you can know peace through this lamb. You can know peace. Therefore, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who took the judgment in our place for all the evil, for all the selfishness, for all the greed that's out there, but also that's in here. And if we put our trust in that lamb, we receive peace with God. And we are given love for others and hope for eternity. These things are so great. We can only respond in worship. And we're going to respond by taking bread and taking grape juice, which symbolizes his blood. But you can even say a prayer today if you don't know Jesus, just like that thief on the cross. Remember me, Lord. God will not forget you. How can I forget you? That's what God says. Like a mother does not forget her child, I will not forget you. If you come into the refuge of God today, he will cover all your sins with his blood. And there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We're going to sing now, Worthy is the Lamb. Could we sing that now? And then we'll sing the other one at the end. Thank you.